Welcome to everyone. So I think we start with reflections, and Leniji said that he has something to reflect on.
Going inward, inside of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
For wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that things we learn are not as important as the things that are inside of us, the wisdom inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like you, in a general sense, to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would that mean? Could it be many different ways? Things like that.
Could it be many different ways?
Well, I was just thinking there wasn't a specific way or method,
uh-huh,
or thing to do. But it just said, in a general sense, I think,
mm-hmm,
if I remember correct, that to go inward,
yeah,
go,
yeah,
inside,
mm-hmm,
of the self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it, I don't know, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think it said a long time or something like that.
Yeah, like I think was saying that, you know, spending enough time within, like, you know, just, you know, giving some, like, you know, generally kind of like, you know, if we look, like, I am not aware of anything unless something happens outside, you know, generally, like, you know, As we live, you know, if we haven't practiced, you know, say, let's say, if we haven't practiced and living life, it's always when something happens outside, then I am aware of. So, like, the whole way of life is based on looking outside, you know, like everything, all my reports, all what I say depends on my outer situations, you know, what I perceive from outside. So it's like a half life. And then there is like also inner life, which we are not used to consider. Like, you know, in general way of living, we are used to consider outer realm and our kind of like all, you know, even if we look our body, our senses, they are made for outside, you know. Ears really open outside, you know, eyes open outside, nose smells outside, you know, even our body is made that way, like somehow, you know, all senses we have, they are to perceive from outside, means like a half life, we can say. And then there is also like this, you know, within us, some life, and that like somehow we ignore if we are not turning our ears also in, you know, kind of somehow, like there is a connectivity, you know, like the ear opens out, but also it goes in, eyes open out, but also they go in, but habitually we are not aware of this, our inner, you know, like where outer scene meets in, that we are not aware of. So, like when Sage was saying to spend some time within, he was meaning so that we can also include this half-life also in the life. So it's not like only based on outer realm. It's also, there are some reports of me also, as well as considered when I'm reporting something. So that was like his meaning, to really spend some time within means training yourself as well as your senses also to hear not only what others say, but also to hear what you say. Also to, you know, not only how others smell, but also to smell how you smell, you know. Also not only to see what, you know, outside scenes, also to see what is inside scene. Like, you know, to really make life more complete. So that was like, you know, his suggestion, really to, because like we are born, you know, our bodies are born to do that, you know, without any training. Without any training, we look outside. We hear outside. We smell outside. We touch outside. For this, we don't have to be trained. But to hear inside, to see inside, to smell inside, to touch inside, some training is needed. And this is why he was saying, like, really spend some time within, so that kind of like a more wholesome life can be talked by you, you know. Like when you talk, you also include yourself. So that was actually his meaning, you know, like about, you know, like really, really knowing about me more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I immediately think,
mm-hmm.
When I think of that,
mm-hmm.
I think of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Thinking with the heart, mm-hmm. seeing with the heart,
mm-hmm.
hearing with the heart.
Yeah, of course.
And would that be kind of a part of it, or could it be?
You know, certainly that. Yeah, you know, that is like, you know, that is how you go, because heart also has a emotional realm. Like, together with heart, we have like this realm of emotions. And many times they are very fiery, you know, kind of like, you know, as we know emotions, they really don't allow right reports many times, you know, kind of. So this is why, like, it's very good to start with, but then also to avoid the fieriness of emotions, you know, to avoid that, we really have to fall more deep than the heart. So, you know, certainly that is a good way to start with, the listening from heart, hearing from, you know, seeing from heart and smelling from heart. But then also, heart has effect of emotions. And when it's affected, you know, kind of like, you know, like even in our daily life, you know, if like fever is very high, it's very different perception, you know, like kind of like, you know, even seeing is different. Like when, like, you know, when we are sick and fever is very high, you know, like mind really perceives, you know, like you start saying things, you know, which doesn't mean, kind of. So somehow, like, you know, just knowing if heart is affected by emotions, then it will not perceive the truth. So then certainly like we really reach to heart and then try to go more deep. So that is like more more correct information, you know, like what we give. Just 1 minute and then, yeah. Yeah, Lenny ji, yes.
Yeah. And of course, when we go, we can use solitude and quietness.
Of course, yeah.
And,
these are the
way of the world, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, those are very helpful situations, you know. Like, you know, those will be very pro situations to go in, you know, like solitude, little bit disconnected from world, you know, like they will be really, really helpful. No, not for, maybe not for everyone, you know, somebody could manage, you know, to be in market and do this. So, you know, there are exceptions, so, you know, but generally that is helpful. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Lenny. Yes, please.
So that means to say that there's a, you said that you can go deeper,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that the heart is influenced by emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to say that if you go deeper, you can access a part of the heart that isn't influenced by emotion?
Yes. Yeah. You know. Okay. And also more, you know, not like which you cannot call heart, you know.
Mm.
Something, you know, something more.
But are you saying that it's from the same area?
Yeah, you know, it's like actually it's not located, you know. You know, it's like not located in body. So certainly like you feel within, but like, you know, like when you see within. But when you put your finger, you know, is not here, you know, is not here, you know. I have touched all my places,
mm-hmm.
and none of them really correspond. So, and it really feels is within me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I touch, you know, here, no, here, like, kind of, you know, all places. And so it's something probably within, but also beyond, you know. Like, looks like, you know, to me. Yes, please.
Something I've been thinking about mm-hmm. yesterday and today is mm-hmm. How I know how it's really important to stay in the present,
mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's something in me that's scared to be present
mm-hmm.
because it gives away control. Because I can control the situation if I don't stay present and I put my yeah. view forward. But
yeah.
But when I do that, I don't allow for like a spontaneous,
uh-huh.
creative,
yeah, yeah.
more creative solutions.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
I just wondered about your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, it's like really a game. So also sometimes it's needed to be played, you know, that way. Mm-hmm. Kind of like sometimes, you know, in order to feel strength, you know, like generally, like staying present, you know, means no strength, like no your strength, you know, no egoic strength,
mm.
you know, it's like, it's very vast, you know, like, you know, you are as if you are in the sea
mm.
and without any shore.
Yes, it feels like yeah. sometimes a really vulnerable
yeah.
place.
To yeah. be in. So then, like sometimes we really need, you know, to make sure ourselves, you know, to touch the source.
Mm.
So sometimes, you know, play that, knowing that this is a game, you know, I'm playing, and it's helpful, you know,
mm.
for me only. So, you know, just, I think that will be a good way to deal.
So me wanting to control the situation is just my ego wanting to assert itself?
Yeah, you know, like why, like generally, you know, it will come, you know, if I haven't trust enough in life,
mm.
so I want, you know, my past situation to continue. Like generally, you know, controlling. Mm. Controlling means my past to continue. Like in other words, we can say. Mm. And that means, you know, I have not enough trust in life, you know, what life will bring. So, you know, but also it's really good game, you know. Sometimes we have to play that, you know, in order really to feel me, you know, my ego. Mm. So just, you know, just be playful. Any more reflections, please?
One of these, okay?
Yeah, that will work. Thank you.
You just press it once.
Yeah.
I'll get a reflection again.
Huh?
I was just reflecting how cool it was that everyone worked together and sorted out everything in the tent.
Uh-huh.
And especially how hard Derek worked to stop the tent ripping down the middle when all the water was there.
Uh-huh.
I just reflected on that.
Okay. So, you know, I will say, you know, thank you, Derek G, and thank you, everyone, you know, to deal with this situation. So, Derek G, please, don't sleep, listen, I'm saying. You know, I'm saying, really, you know, I'm really thanking you, so, you know, I want to be heard and, you know, and said, said thank you, you know, in return.
Can I carry on pretending now?
Yeah, you just. So Vasisht continues, and so for the new people, you know, this is like a book, ancient book I'm reading. It's called Yog Vasisht, and like when it was written, you know, I really have no idea. Like historically, I don't know, but it's really very, very helpful for hearts, for practice. So that's why I'm reading. And another thing is, like whenever you feel that you should interrupt me, please interrupt me, you know, it's not to think that you are here to only hear. Also, you are here to speak and aid something. So just to know. So like that we we have been doing this. And kind of connecting to. So Vasishtha is saying, Iyam asmin sthito dara sansare parikalpita shrir mune parimohaye sapi nunam kadartha da. So you know, like last time he was saying that, you know, there are in the world, you know, there are many kind of like saps to take away from your wisdom, you know, like they really, like generally saps are to kind of reduce your wisdom. That was, you know, and he's continuing there, and he's saying that, like, this is how world is. In the world, people really want, if you have like less wisdom, you know, because it's easier to kind of, you know, to get my benefit if you are less wise.
Mm.
And if you are more wise, you know, it's very difficult to kind of find my way. So saying, like, in the world, this is how people are generally. And certainly they find ways so that we can get attached to, you know, to kind of, you know, to their product, you know, kind of get attached to Coca-Cola, you know, all these things. So saying, like, certainly we have to be little careful what we get attached to, so that our path continues. Ullas bahula anant kallol analma kulan jaran prahavat isparan pravrasiv tarangili. And certainly those kind of things, you know, like Coca-Cola, etc., like those kind of things, you know, saying, like, really gives you pleasure. Like, really, you know, kind of like, I'm not against Coca-Cola, I also drink, you know, so, you know, I'm not with any other company as well, you know. Not also with Coca-Cola, you know. But
is Yoga Vasishtha sponsored by Coca-Cola?
No, actually, you know, it's not. So, so saying, like, certainly they give, like, some kind of pleasure, but he's saying, then what happens, that jaran prahavat, like jaran means it makes you like less aware, you know, like what flows through that happiness makes you jar means like more solid, you know. More solid means less aware. And somehow initiate you to flow in repetitively asking for that. Like he's saying, like, you know, those kind of, like, in the world, people give you Kit Kats, you know. And like somehow what flows like a kind of habit, you know, a kind of like a you know, like jaran, like, you know, you are more, little more solid, kind of like not that aware.
Jaran is not
jaran is like, you know, more material, you know, like the in maybe more like psychic kind of, you know, like patterns of, you know, psychology happen. Like you are pro to that, somehow psychologically, like you always want that.
It has a connection with the word old also? Old.
Old, yeah. Yeah. And then he's saying like...
Ajahn, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So, are you saying it's the pleasure that makes us kind of more solid? Or is it the our response to that pleasure?
You know, our response, certainly. Right. It's not pleasure, but like our response to pleasure, you know?
Yeah.
I want it again.
Mm.
And then I'm like little, you know, at the very beginning of this psyche, you know? Like, you know, if I have done enough repetitiveness, then Kit Kat will be like my psyche, you know, kind of like, you know, as soon as I hear word Kit Kat, kind of, you know, like you can ask anything, you know, from me, kind of, like, you know, you can misuse me,
yeah.
Like, you know, later, but in the beginning it's like very, very little current, you know, it starts like very, very small. And having many, many repetitions, then it like a psyche, you know. Kind of. So that's what he's saying. And then he...
Do these attachments we have form like tangible physical energy, or is it just something within us? It feels to me like a ball of
yeah,
energy or something.
Yeah, you know, certainly like later, you know, it's also like, you know, it also, you know, I think becomes like something in the brain, you know, something physical also happens later. So like in the beginning is not like that. You know, in the beginning is like little energetic, you know, thing, and the flow happens and flow continues. And by continuing, you know, something, I think something happens in the brain. Like there is like a pixel, you know, which really is flushing all the time for Kit Kat, you know, kind of, or whatever it is. So, yeah, I really have no understanding, but that's how it seems, you know, like to me.
It's like if water go in one direction, flows, and make a curve in the ground.
Yeah, you know, like that, but it's more like that, you know, later, you know, because that is, something also happens in the physical brain, you know, for that, you know. So I think we have one expert who can really help us about that.
Talk for hours about this, if it,
you know, but little bit, you know.
Well, all right. Whatever happens at different levels within us has its correlation within the brain, but that's different. So, yeah, the patterns can get. As the patterns are getting laid down energetically, they're also getting laid down in the brain, because that's the way it works.
Yeah,
but, we can use different languages.
It's
more useful to use the language that you're using, or just the energy, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm right, you know. So I was just making making sure that, like that I'm right, yeah. So also something happened to brain, yeah. Yes, please.
We're talking about anything.
Yeah, about anything.
More pleasurable.
No, like
a new car, a new motor scooter, a trip to such and such place.
Yeah, anything like where we have repetitive, you know, patterns, you know, anything like if we repeat that, you know, if we try to repeat, this will happen.
If we try to repeat.
Because, like, you know, certainly, like, you know, if we, like, you know, long for or try to, whatever, you know, word you want to, So, where there is, like, you know, he's saying, avritti, avritti means, like, where there is, like, repetitiveness for that. Yes, please.
Are we talking about samskaras?
Of course, yeah, they are, like, sans, you know, later.
Okay.
Like, this is, like, he's talking, like, the very beginning of samskara. Okay. But then later they become like,
But does he mean necessarily the tamasic way, or it can be also very subtle?
You know, like certainly like tamasic, you know, it's like more, because it gets towards physical, you know.
Mm.
So certainly tamasic, but also like very, very subtle, you know. Kind of, it's like very, very subtle realm of that.
Actually, in the repetition, not towards the object.
No, it's in repetition. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's in love. Like repetition means, like I'm falling in love. So
mm-hmm.
love and repetitiveness
mm-hmm.
makes that
mm-hmm.
our
mm-hmm.
habit. You know, not to call love. You know, because this will be.
Yeah.
Little bit misunderstood, so maybe habit and repetitiveness, you know, I think they are the same thing, so somehow they make it.
Andrew, does the repetition mean that this is something you're thinking about all the time?
Also that, you know, then like slowly, like we start, you know, like daydreams about it, you know, like if it is car, and I'm not able to buy, you know, I don't have opportunity to act upon. So then I will start creating daydreams, you know, traveling in the car with my girlfriend, you know, without having it, kind of. So, you know, certainly, like, you know, that will happen. You know, that depends, you know, like what, you know, if you are looking for Kit Kat, you know, probably you have 6 rupees to buy it, so
mm-hmm.
you will buy it. But there is, if if we cannot buy, then also, you know, this happens. And then he's saying, like, you know, from this repetitiveness, he's saying, like, it becomes like a tarang, means like a wave, you know, like somehow. Because of repetitiveness, you know, like somehow it becomes like a wave, you know, and is kind of a flowing through in spite of you, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you have no connection to it, like somehow, like many, many things, you know, we really want not to do, and it happened that we do, kind of. So this is what happens when something has become a wave, you know. Wave means not connected, you know, from you, like until its repetitiveness is connected to you, you know, you can have little control. But when it becomes like a wave, it's like, in spite of you, you know, it's like there is no connection to you. So he's saying, like, later it becomes a wave.
So,
Jeji,
mm-hmm. when it's a wave, how do you reduce the density?
Yeah, it's really difficult. But then, like, you know, yeah, certainly, you know, like, when it's wave, you know, it's like really, but also, sometimes, like, you know, by practicing, sometimes, like, you know, we are able to catch a wave, you know. Like, there comes time that, like, we are so present that we can smell, you know, we can see the wave, like, somehow. And maybe, like, you know, you start feeling it, seeing it, and then slowly some kind of system, you know, comes where you have like a kind of, you know, a grab on where, you know, like you really can hold it, you know, and there comes, you know. So exactly I cannot say how, but somehow by probably by being more aware, by being more present, you know, something happens. Either we are more expansive when we are present, and then wave, you know, jumps in space and we are able to catch, kind of, you know, somehow, something like that, you know, something happens. And then we have probability to really catch the wave.
So the going inside more, that's when you get more insight into the
yeah.
wave possibly.
Yeah. Certainly, like, you know, going inside then means like you are, you know, like a, like a, you know that when you are inside, you are present in, you know, everywhere in your body. You are also present in, with your right neighborhood and left neighborhood, kind of, you know, like it's like more, when you are present, you know, you have more space to be, like you really know. Kind of like you hear bird chirping, you know, you hear talk, you hear your neighbor's, you know, breath. Like at the same time, you know, you do. Like it's very simultaneous, you know. Like everything happens and you it's kind of like, it's not from the sense capability, you know. Something like really happens and you really catch things beyond your sense capability. Like at the same time you hear bird, you hear talking, you hear your neighbor's breath, you know, as well as you are aware of, you know, what this person is thinking. Kind of like many things, you know, at the same time. So really something changes in you. And then like this kind of ability comes.
Also, maybe to look at the wave not just as one event.
Yeah. It's not like because he's saying tarangini, like he's really like, you know, it feels like a kind of wave, you know. So, so anything more?
Yeah,
please.
It's the insight comes rather than.
I
don't have the words for it, but it's
yeah, you know, it's
a different awareness.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, it's insight is always kind of, you know, it's not concept, you know, something like has blossomed from the situation. Mm-hmm. So certainly kind of, you know, something really like, you know, appears to catch the way, you know, like somehow a hand appears to catch the wave, not a real hand, something from the inside. You know, in that kind of space, in that kind of presence, you know, like we have more hands somehow, not only two, you know, not like physical hand, you know, some kind of like, there are more waves, you know, found from there.
I would still think it's like in the moment that the wave is really strong, there's no way of catching it. It's like the momentum is so big.
Yeah.
But if you look at it like in a more of a, how do you say, process way, like the more you're aware, the more feeble the wave is. And then sort of goes together, but the moment it's really, really strong, like awareness can maybe help you accept it or let it go easily more. But in the moment it's really catching you, I mean,
yeah, you know, certainly it's catching, but also when awareness is like more, you know, it's like maybe presence is not that strong, then certainly wave has more power, but then presence gets stronger, then wave has like less power, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's really, like it feels really like, you know, those, like when you see stars falling and merging, kind of, you know, like if in the sky you see something really falling and then suddenly merging. So like that, you know, you really see the wave really appearing but merging, you know, merging into your presence. So also like later, you know, it's like really lose all power, kind of, you know, like it really like that star, you know, like appears to really, you know, blast the earth, but then it's like, you know, eaten by somebody on the way. So something like that happens.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, please, you know, don't feel sorry. Yeah. This is like really good.
I don't understand at all. You talked about being able to catch this wave. And the way I'm thinking about it, maybe you can tell me if I'm just totally wrong. Let's say if there's a strong desire, I have some habit for something, and maybe in ordinary life, it comes and then makes a big story and I have to do so many things to follow it. But if I'm simply watching my mind, then I can't really identify any wave, just one thought.
Yeah, because you are talking about desire, no?
But and I mean, just in one moment, there's only one thought, and if I just see it and just let it be itself, then it's kind of gone already, and there's no wave or big story, or there's nothing already. So there's nothing really to catch, or there's no wave, there's just this one thing that existed for one moment.
Yeah, you know, actually, like he's talking like a different thing, you know, like you are talking about desire,
right?
That is the part of the, you know, kind of mind.
Yeah.
And he's talking like part of the, like when it becomes like energetic.
Okay.
Like, you know, when desire has gone so deep, that is energetic, you know. It has, you know, so I think, you know, you are not talking, like we are not talking about same things, you know. So like suddenly, like, you know, when it's like a desire, so, you know, then like when you really catch it before, then it's kind of like flat, you know.
And this one is different.
This is like when it's not desire, you know. It has become like a, like first he was talking like, you know, habitual pattern. And then later it's like a energetic pattern, you know. And it's not like pattern, you know. It's like really out of blue appears. Like it's more... kind of like a, we can say, you know, also not psyche, you know. This is like even after psyche, you know. So it's like more deep, kind of, more deep. Yeah, you know, it's like, it's different thing, you know, like what.
I guess I don't understand exactly what a wave is. Strong thought?
No, it's not a strong thought. It's like, you know, like a energetic, you know, energetically, like, a, you know, your whole system is, you know, like you have a energetic feeling and your whole system follows that. Like you have no time to think, you know, no time to be like aware as thought. Like it's like that deep, you know. So it's like, you know, it's like, it's not, I think, you know, very few people will have this, you know, like very, very few. It's not like a common, you know, I think, common expression, you know, what he is expressing here. It's like very, very, you know, I think after psyche, you know, like this will happen after psyche. So,
what do you mean very few people will have this?
No, because this kind of experiences, you know, like we still very few people are kind of that kind of habitual, you know.
So, like, for example, when I really want to eat some food, that's not a way.
This is not a way, you know, that is like a habit, you know, it's still a habit. Yeah, yeah. So, yes, please.
Ajay, are you then, is it like when something takes over?
Yeah, something takes over, you know.
Because very often,
mm-hmm.
Well, for me, most of the time,
mm-hmm.
we talk about being in the present.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we try to do when we meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally, my mind's ticking away, this, that, and the other. And generally speaking, we're about half a second behind ourselves the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because every thought we have, we're with the thought. But when you're with the thought, you know, you're not in the present because you're
mm-hmm.
half a second behind the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah, yeah.
At least I'm half a second behind.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have, like, there are certain things that I react very strongly to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I might be very, very aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know all about it. I have a lot of insight.
Mm-hmm.
But when something happens, when some outside stimulus, whatever it well, like, you know, happens, if somebody to me is very authoritarian,
mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe puts me down in an authoritarian way,
mm-hmm.
you know, using the case of anger.
Yeah.
You know, the anger takes over, and
yeah.
even though I know about this,
yeah, yeah.
Before my insight has had a chance to, you know, to stop this,
yeah.
you know, I get angry,
yeah,
I
yeah.
swear, you know, and I
yeah.
think, oh my God, I've done it again.
Yeah.
Rather like what you were
yeah,
talking about.
This is like, you know, yeah, yeah, this is like you are 1 minute behind, you know, here.
Yeah.
You know, like not half second, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this like, you know, so this is exactly same, you know. Like when we are 1 minute behind, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, it's like really body has, you know, reacted, you know. Everything has been done. And then, you know, some kind of awareness comes, you know. So it's like that kind of thing. Yeah, this is a way of, you know, like when really energetically, you know, everything is taken over and you are, you know, I think at least 1 minute behind, you know, kind of. Awareness is like 1 minute behind.
But what John described is emotional awareness.
You know, like certainly like, you know.
Well, it's an energetic.
Energetic
yeah.
thing, you know, yeah.
Go together.
Yeah, energetic and emotion, you know, they are like
but
very.
What you said before was like, that's what you talked about before. Like now, that's what you talked about. This kind of thing.
Yeah, this kind of like wave.
Very few people will experience.
Because it's not like that, you know. Like we have, but like not very often, you know. Kind of, you know, put in that way. Maybe some people have, you know, not everyone.
Emotional.
Is like, huh?
Emotional.
But emotions, you know. Like little different, you know, emotions. Like, you know, they really are not from this repetitiveness, you know. Emotions have like a very different background. Like this has like repetitive background and emotions have like very different background.
So maybe you mean more something like obsession?
Obsession, yeah, we could say obsession, yes, certainly. Obsession, right?
It's not exactly.
Yeah, you know, like it's a little different, you know, because I know the emotions, I know this, you know, not in me, kind of in people, you know. Yeah, you know, I don't have had this, but I know why are people, you know, this, like, this happens. So.
Did you say you don't have emotions?
You know, just 1 minute, yeah. Yes, please, yeah.
I don't know if it's
comes to me, the thinking,
mm-hmm.
I understand, maybe it's not this,
mm-hmm.
but it's like the wave, the energetic wave you have, for example, sorry,
mm-hmm.
For example, when, for example, in my case,
mm-hmm.
I am trying to, at this moment, I am trying to don't practice any kind of sex, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire is there
mm-hmm.
a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, with awareness, you can take out
put it off,
desire.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But with the time, this desire comes again, and you take out it, you escape. But in one moment,
mm-hmm.
a big wave comes, and you have some aware about, but
it's still not working. Yeah,
it's beyond this.
Yeah,
and finally you
get involved. Yeah,
so
here also is like little different because that is like sex is like very physical, you know,
yeah.
like you know also. Body really provokes,
yeah.
like there is a provocation
mm-hmm.
by the body
yeah.
for the sex, and this like in this case like what he is describing, like this really provokes the body, you know,
yeah.
not body provokes, you know, like in the case of sex,
mm-hmm.
body provokes, you know,
yeah.
but in this case like it provokes the kind of you know the body. So this difference, you know.
Okay.
Yes, please, yeah. If I don't have an emotion, what was the question?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you know, really I don't have, you know. And, you know, I really have to play with, you know, like with my family, with my friends, you know. I really have to show that I have emotion because otherwise, you know. So... Like, you know, it cannot, like, you know. So, yeah, that is true, you know.
Is it fun to play the game?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun, you know. Really fun, you know.
Ajay, when you're talking about emotions, which
mm-hmm.
kind you don't have?
Kind of like a, you know, I think any kind, you know.
No, but yeah. You have love?
Yeah, you know, love, but it's not emotion, you know. It's love, it's just love, you know.
Friendship?
It's not emotion, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mean the negative emotion? Like
anger? No, not like the, you know, it's not like really, like I know the emotion, you know. So I can say it's not emotion, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
like a, something, emotion, like what I mean from emotion, something which comes and dissolves. It's emotion.
Uh-huh.
And love I have, you know, it never comes, never dissolves. Friendship I have, never comes, never dissolves. So I cannot put like in same category. So this is why I think. Yeah. You know, if this is like, you know, my definition of emotion is something which comes and dissolves. It's emotion. So like, you know, according to my definition, I have no emotion. Yes, please.
Did you ever have emotion?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I had like me. No, very much, you know, like, kind of like I really have been very much emotional to my mother, you know, like really, you know, I think, you know, that is where I was most emotional, you know. Yeah, so certainly I kind of know emotions, you know, so.
So now maybe if I understand right, you use
mm-hmm.
emotions
mm-hmm.
or you play with emotions where it would be useful, like I'm thinking.
Yeah, because, you know, so that
mm-hmm.
people really, you know, don't feel bad, you know,
yeah.
kind of, you know, like they really, because, like, especially, like, in family, you know,
yeah,
in
yeah.
friends, you know, they really need, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, like, I'm emotional to them.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, kind of, I play, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's good play, not with bad intention, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes, do you feel you need to use... anger, but not from an angry place, like
yeah, certainly, you know, not from angry place, you know, getting angry.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you pretend
Yeah, you know, you play anger, you know,
yeah.
Because, you know, that is needful for somebody.
Yeah.
That way.
I was just wondering about the wing.
Yes, please, yeah.
wave could be positive also. We've been kind of
also, yes.
Dealing with the negative.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
It could be like a feeling of joy.
Yeah, yeah, of course, you know. It could be positive also.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly, you know. It could be positive, negative, you know, anything. Yes, please.
With the whole catching the wave thing, does the process accelerate the more you do it?
Process accelerate, yes. Yeah, you know, like the more you are, you know, together, you know, or more you are aware, or more you are present, you know, really, like more tools you have, you know. And then, you know, like if you are like really fully present, then it happens like, you know, like that star, exactly that kind of thing happens, you know, like you really see light coming and dissolving into your presence without any effect on you.
You mean on the energetic level?
Yeah, on the energetic level. Also, like, because energy is not affected, then body is not affected. Also, thinking is not affected.
Could you just say that last bit again?
No, I'm saying like, also like, because like in the, through the energetic realm, then body is affected, thinking is affected. And if not affect means also body is not affected and also thinking is not affected. Like when you see that way, like a star merging into your presence, then nothing gets affected. Only an event, you know, event recorded without any effect.
But this can only happen when you are
very,
on
very
energetic level only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Certainly, you know, in that kind of presence situation, yeah, certainly.
Excuse me, I did not hear what you said. At which level? You said something about
when
that.
You are only on the energetic level, not in your body anymore or in your mind.
Yeah, certainly, you know, that kind of presence, you know, is needed. Yeah. So I think it's time to be quiet.